I would have stayed longer at my window, marveling at these beauties of sea and sky, but the panels closed. Just then the Nautilus had arrived at the perpendicular face of that high wall. How the ship would maneuver, I hadn't a guess. I repaired to my stateroom. The Nautilus did not stir. I fell asleep, with the firm intention of waking up in just a few hours. But it was 8 o'clock the next day when I returned to the lounge. I stared at the pressure gauge. It told me that the Nautilus was afloat on the surface of the ocean. Furthermore, I heard the sound of footsteps on the platform. Yet there were no rolling movements to indicate the presence of waves undulating above me. I climbed as far as the hatch. It was open, but instead of the broad daylight I was expecting, I found that I was surrounded by total darkness. Where were we? Had I been mistaken? Was it still night? No, not one star was twinkling, and nighttime is never so utterly black. I wasn't sure what to think, when a voice said to me, "Is that you, Professor?" "Ah, Captain Nemo," I replied. "Where are we?"
"Underground, Professor."
"Underground," I exclaimed. "And the Nautilus is still floating?"
"It always floats."
"But I don't understand.